Joining us in studio, Damon Bulte. Is that right?
That's it.
I'm very, very nervous about pronouncing your name. I don't know why. A very, very good morning. Morning. We are talking gin, and
I actually brought you a bottle of gin today. We're celebrating my day, apparently. The waitstaff day.
Absolutely. Brooklyn gin, no less. I have to tell you, and I said this during that song, I think this is one of the most beautifully packaged gins I've seen.
Well,
it is
so much.
Absolutely gorgeous. And the good news is for our listeners, is that we're giving a bottle away.
We are, yeah, absolutely.
So, but they're going to have to work for it. We're not just, you know,
people.
And I'm finding them particularly uncooperative today. We're going to have to work a bit hard, on that. But that's all right. Alon says, legendary music indeed. It really,
Wow.
That song was wonderful.
Yeah, all of our music is that good.
Yeah,
they just wait for me when I'm vulnerable to insult my music. They would never do, actually. They would
How
do it
they?
To me. Yeah, yeah. All right. So tell us. First of all, welcome to South Africa. Is it
Thank
your first
you.
Time here?
It is actually. Yeah, it's wonderful. I'm really having a great time. Albeit it's a very short trip to Joburg. I'm going to later this night to Cape Town for a few days.
Mm, they're way cooler than we are. I have to tell you. No, it's true. Mm,
so far, you're true. The coolest.
All right, you just arrived, didn't you? Nobody calls us cool. Nobody. And we're okay with that. So, Cape Town is absolutely stunning. But,
cool.
But there's been this massive revival of gin, hasn't there?
I mean, in the United States, it's a massive revival of just the classic cocktails over the last 15, 20 years. Gin being one of the base spirits for many of those cocktails. I mean, the martini, the Negroni, a lot of those classics, you know, French 75. But it was really surprising to me. I had been told that in South Africa there were a lot of boutique gins, and gin is very big here right now. But it's blowing my mind actually going around seeing some on-trade, off-trade places yesterday. Cool.
No, gin has become
huge.
Very, very big, and not only drunk as we have traditionally with a tonic water or other, you know, or other mixer. People are, you know, we're starting to drink gin as is, straight with maybe a bit of ice, but it's becoming a drink on its own, which is, I think, the first time I'm starting to see that over the last few years.
I think the distillation process for a lot of the modern gins is a lot different. It's a different state of mind than it was, you know, hundreds of years ago for London dry gins. It was a more aggressive botanical profile, and now with a lot of the modern gins, it's more about drinking it on its own, sipping it, more of thinking of it as a botanical spirit rather than gin, you know.
Right.
So like the idea of drinking a whiskey on its own or a rum on its own has never been taboo.
Of course.
But of course you can mix those with cocktails, but there's always been that kind of stigma with gin where it's like, if you're drinking it on its own, you're kind of.
But now you know. in your own background, you're an award-winning, bartender.
Yeah.
Tell us what that means.
I have a cocktail bar in Brooklyn called Grand Army, and we've won many awards for it, including Cocktail Bar of the Year. It's an international award, from Imbibe Magazine. A lot of different competition awards, just different accolades from magazines. And I'm also in the radio biz. I host a radio show called The Speakeasy on Heritage Radio Network, which is on the subject of what we're talking about now.
Right.
And
you certainly got the voice for it. It's definitely.
Well, my mom tells me I have the face for it. So.
Oh, I get that all the time. All right. Let's ask our question, because then while we continue to have a conversation about the gin, and I want to hear specifically about Brooklyn gin, but give us a question that our listeners can ask, answer. We'll choose one of those. One of the lucky ones will walk away with this magnificent bottle. And I say that in all sincerity. It's really one of the most beautiful bottles I've seen.
It's almost that
you can't wait to finish the whole bottle of gin so that you could use the bottle for something else.
A lot of people actually use this bottle and the badges on it to make different works of art.
I have no doubt. I have absolutely. In my house, the gin would be decanted before I had a chance to even drink it so that the bottle could be used for something.
It's amazing.
But, yeah. All right. So give us a question.
So we were talking about this last night at dinner, and, I didn't want to present a question that was too hard, but, it was an interesting one. For me, it makes a lot of sense, but for someone across, all the way across the country, or the world, rather. So my question is, how many boroughs are there in the city of New York City?
How many boroughs are there in the city of New York? It's in New York City. And of course, if you've run the New York Marathon, you'll know that because you've run through all of them. A lot of our listeners have indeed done that. So, 34519 or 061-895-1019. Get that right. And you stand a chance of winning a beautiful, beautiful bottle of Brooklyn gin. Now, I've only spoken about the bottle because I've never tasted the gin itself.
Sure.
Tell me what's unique about the product.
So when we decided to start this gin, we wanted to have the freshest gin. You don't really think about a spirit being fresh, right? Mm. But with this, we went very citrus forward and all, like, rather than a lot of the commonality of a lot of old gins is they used two different dried, amongst many, it's always typically dried juniper and dried orange peel.
Right.
Now, that's not bad, but also when you use dried orange peel and dried juniper, that's when you have that very piney kind of, that flavor that a lot of people maybe tried earlier on in life and then realized they didn't like gin, so they haven't come back to try modern gins or even a finer gin from back in the day. So what we wanted to do is continue with our idea of like the Brooklyn culinary scene and bar scene. Everything's made fresh, very artisanal. So it has five different types of citrus in it. It's two different types of lime, lemon, orange, and mandarin. So those are all peeled by hand, fresh for every batch.
Incredible.
And then we also use the freshest juniper that we can get, and we roll it by hand, crack it by hand. And the difference is you have a much more citrus forward, brighter, fresher gin flavor profile and obviously the nose on it as well. But the coolest thing is when you have fresh juniper cracked as opposed to dried, the fresh is really resiny. Obviously it's still got some life to it, but it's kind of sweet.
So I'm actually going to be very, very ignorant here. And I know that because, I know that this whole juniper berry thing and that's what goes into, to gin. But I've never actually been asked what it is. What is it?
Well, it's a berry. It's a very small berry that grows on juniper bushes, juniper trees. And it basically, a lot of times you'll see it, it's like, kind of like a dusty blue. When it's really fresh.
Are they edible even if it's not in this form?
Technically, yes, but you wouldn't want to eat too many of them. But right, but it's been used in cooking for a long time, and you know, once you've distilled it, you know all the stuff that you're not supposed to have from it is gone. But you can actually pull it off the tree and eat it, but like I said, not
and it does it grow everywhere?
Different varietals grow, in many different places.
Do we grow them here, Zanati?
I'm trying to.
It does grow in South Africa.
Does it?
Yeah. Which I think that would lead me to believe that was the direction that.
Well, we do have local gin production, and
that's
it's becoming more and more popular. But,
that's why I was thinking that maybe.
But, you know, I wasn't that clear.
It might have been the inspiration for so many gin distilleries around.
No, we just like alcohol.
Oh, maybe that's it too.
South Africans like alcohol.
I see you can also get them at like Woolworths.
Or juniper berries.
Yeah.
So you can actually eat, like, so in that form you can eat them.
Seems like it.
All right, interesting. I just wanted to know.
Sparingly.
Sparingly. We've been warned a number of times. And this is spoken by somebody who's clearly got the experience in this, having eaten too many juniper berries.
Yeah, exactly.
Right.
That's how my voice got this way.
Right. All righty. So it's all about being fresh. It's all about being hand created.
And that also goes back to the idea of, like, the spirit of Brooklyn. Mm-hmm. Because it's, Brooklyn is its own thing. Even in the realm of New York City, it is very unique. It's very fresh ideas, fresh community driven, lots of artists, writers. Mm-hmm. I mean, it brings all this beauty together into one borough of the how many?
Right, and that's the question. I do want to come back to that. 34519 or 0618951019. All you've got to do is tell us how many boroughs there are in New York City in order to stand a chance of winning this bottle of Brooklyn Gin. And we are chatting in studio to the global brand ambassador and co-owner Damon Abulti. So
not co-owner. No, I just helped them start it up.
Oh, okay. So it says here on my maybe co-owner of Grand Army.
Yeah, yeah, that's my bar. Yeah.
Oh, I see. So it's still
early. I get it. Yeah. I haven't had coffee yet.
Right. No, so I think first of all, this is a Jewish radio station.
Yep.
But you're an owner.
Yeah.
you know, you've got to be ambitious. There must be some form of.
Yeah.
Anyway, so, and this is produced in Brooklyn itself?
So we have it's very exciting. We started about 9 years ago and mm-hmm. we've grown enough to the point where we're building a brand new facility, a pretty big one too. Mm-hmm. It's about, I would say 12 times the size of our original where we started, but it's going to have, the cool thing about it is it has the still and it has the bottling facility in it. But it's big enough to where we have a couple of bars and like a restaurant feature in there.
Oh, fantastic. So we can have that is very cool.
We can open up to the public most days.
Right.
We can also book private events and like corporate events.
So cool.
But it's all going to be pretty wide open, the floor plan. So we're very excited. Actually, that's the thing that we're focused on the most right now. I'm surprised you even get to take off a couple of weeks to fly around the world.
Right.
It's a lot to do. You know?
That is absolutely awesome. And of course, the challenge there would be to still retain that sort of the handmade artisanal flavor as the company gets bigger and production increases.
Absolutely.
It's got to be a difficult balance.
Yeah. We have a giant rooftop that we're going to put a garden on, and that way we can grow a bunch of our herbs and hopefully some citrus. I know we can't grow year round in New York City, but to have it during the season would be incredible.
Absolutely. Time is 8:21. I'm Howard Feldman. This is your Morning Mayhem, 101.9 Chai FM. Let's take a look at what's happening on our highways and byways. All right, it's 8:28. In just in the next 2 minutes, we're going to tell you who wins the magnificent Brooklyn Gin. You've got just a minute or so to still send your answers in. We want to know how many boroughs there are in New York City. 34519 or 0618951019. We are chatting to Damon. He is the brand ambassador. Now, apparently, Damon, I'm not sure if you know this or not, but you'll be able to get Brooklyn Gin at Norman Goodfellas at Spa. It's readily available in South Africa, which is very, very exciting. It retails at around about 700 rand per bottle. But as I say, I think you get a vase with it as well, or a vase.
Yeah.
No, but in Brooklyn, what do you even say? Because you've got a whole, you don't actually sound like you're from Brooklyn. You're not from Brooklyn.
Oh, no, I'm from Oklahoma. I'm from the middle of the country.
I was just going to say, first of all, the long hair, the cowboy thing, the whole vibe. I'm always intrigued by Brooklyn.
Well, that's the thing is,
New York City. Coffee.
Yeah. Coffee.
Dwarg. No, it's Trusinati. They speak it a whole another language.
Oh, I
take walk your dog to get a coffee.
So I once I had a conversation with a speech therapist who came from Brooklyn.
Yeah.
And I was totally intrigued. I think she thought I was completely mad, but I said to her, so if somebody says, I'd like a cup of coffee, do you say, say coffee?
Yeah.
Like, is that how you train people? You know, it's a whole different. Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, so you're from Oklahoma.
Yeah. I moved to New York 15 years ago.
Right.
But I also split my time between San Francisco and New York these days.
Okay.
I mostly spend my time in airplanes, honestly.
Right. I get that. I do get that. All right. It's about to go 8:30, Damon. Thank you for popping in.
Absolutely.
Telling us about Brooklyn Gin. It's certainly a great introduction for us. Some of us hadn't heard of it. So it is absolutely wonderful to hear about it. But before you go, pick a number, pick any number because, we've got lots and lots of answers. And what I'm going to do is once you pick a number, I'll scroll to that particular number and say, all right, that answer, if that's correct, that is the winner.
Double digit?
Your call. Well, listen, I can tell you we got many, many answers.
Okay.
Well, no, I don't know because maybe we want to reward the people that, in fact, you can do it either way because I can count in either direction.
I like prime numbers. So, mm-hmm. I'd say 11 is my lucky number. Mm-hmm. But I'm feeling 17.
You are feeling 17. All right, let's go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, and 17. Ah, I'm just trying to, I've got to get one with a name. All right, so I'm going to go back one. And the answer is, the bottle goes, the answer is 5, and that's Dave Berman. Well done, Dave Berman. You are the winner of a beautiful bottle of Brooklyn Gin. So, absolutely enjoy that. And, that is compliments of the people of, from Brooklyn Gin and Chai FM. It is 8:31. We are running a little late on our news, Damon. Thank you for taking the time.
Thank you so much for having me.
Please don't forget us when you go to Cape Town.
I will not.
He will. He's going to say Joburg. No, I don't think I will. No, I don't think I was in Joburg this trip. Yeah. I can't remember Johannesburg, but I was definitely in Cape Town. You know what, with the mountain, the sea, and very, very cool people. I don't know. There you have it. It's 8:30.